Greetings once again, friends. What a joy it is to come to you by way of Whitcomb.SermonAudio.com this Easter season and proclaim the message that Christ has risen. He promised us, we know, in John chapter 14, verse 19, "Because I live, you will live also." The gospel is not only that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures and that He was buried, but that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. If Jesus had not risen, we would not know that God the Father had accepted His sacrifice. He who was put to death because of our sins and was raised again because He had accomplished our justification on the cross. He rose again, showing that the Father accepted the sacrifice that He had made. He rose again, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 4, declaring Himself to be the Son of God with power. And He opened the way to life for all who follow in His train. Others had been resurrected previously. In fact, Christ performed some resurrections, didn't He, of the dead during His earthly ministry. But those people were not raised to a new life in a glorified body. They, like Lazarus, were raised only, that is, resuscitated in their present earthly body, only to have to die again. Jesus was the first fruits of the resurrection, according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, the great resurrection chapter. He was the first who rose to a glorified body. And in His glorified body, He was able to do amazing things, which show us what our glorified bodies will be like, which we will receive at the rapture of the church. Those of us who are alive today in the church age, whether we fall asleep before the rapture or whether we are able to remain alive to be caught up from this life without passing through death, we will receive our glorified bodies at that time, at the rapture and resurrection of church age saints, when Christ returns imminently to take us to be with Him and we meet Him in the air. But more on our glorified bodies, which are patterned after Christ's glorified body, in a moment. But let me say again that Christ had to rise. It had to be a real physical resurrection. Some are denying that today and saying it only had to be some kind of a spiritual resurrection. But friends, what is a spiritual resurrection in terms of even establishing a pattern for how we would hope our bodies would be raised in the future? How do we even understand such a thing? The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 argues that if Christ is preached that He has been raised from the dead, and yet He has not been raised, then we are of all men most miserable. And the gospel would not, in fact, have the power that it does have. It would be devoid of its truth. He says our preaching would be empty and our faith would be empty. It would be meaningless if Christ had not been raised in real history, just as He was crucified and found dead and then was buried in real history, in a real body. He had to be raised in that same way, or He would not have fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament, and He would not have truly accomplished all that God intended for Him to do to fulfill our salvation, to make our salvation possible, to accomplish the work that He came to do by dying for our sins. Yes, that was complete in His death, but then by rising again to show that He is the Messiah and King of Israel and Savior of the world, and making it possible for us to rise also. That's our hope, isn't it? We all have loved ones whose bodies are in the grave, and we hope and trust that they will be resurrected. Notice with me some things about Christ's resurrection body, His glorified body. Now, these are not aspects of His deity. These are not traits of His deity, nor are they miracles. They are things that he did only once he had a glorified body, which leads me to conclude that they are things that we will be able to do also, at least to a large extent, when we receive our glorified bodies. Notice his glorified body was not a spirit, Luke 24:39, but it was a body that still could pass through closed doors, John 20:26. It could be seen and touched, Luke 24:39 and John 20:27. In fact, he showed that he could eat, Luke 24:41-43. He could be mistaken for a non-glorified person, Luke 24:15-16, John 21:4. And yet somehow he did not want to be clung on to as he spoke to Mary in the garden in John 20:17. Amazingly, Christ's resurrection body foreshadows our resurrection bodies. Paul makes this argument in 1 Corinthians 15:35-49 and 2 Corinthians 5:1-8. Oh, friends, there is truth here that we could examine for many sessions. It's just my purpose to spark your interest in this installment of From Dr. Whitcomb's Notebook, as I, Paul Scharf, ministry assistant to Dr. Whitcomb, just fill in here some spots on sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb, where we share some brief truths with you and just want to make you desire to study further the vast amounts of material that we have from Dr. Whitcomb in audio and in print form here on the internet. He said so much more about these topics, but ultimately we know all of these truths come not from any human teacher, but from the Lord God. Dr. Whitcomb would be the first to tell us that, wouldn't he? The Lord God has shown us in his word the power of Christ's resurrection. He declared himself to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. And friends, if we understand this, then with the Apostle Paul, we say, "Oh, that we might know him and the power of his resurrection." Philippians 3:10. The prayer of each one of us who have a part in the work of Whitcomb Ministries this Easter, as I make this recording of 2008, is that you will have a blessed, godly, God-honoring Easter season. Maybe you'll have some special services in your church you can attend. Maybe you're a shut-in, and you need this ministry on the internet that we and others provide here on sermonaudio.com. Maybe you're home from college or school or work with a little extra vacation and some time to listen to some more messages. Well, we welcome you, friends. We thank God that you're listening. It's a wonderful privilege to be on this end of the microphone, and a wonderful joy to know that you're on that end of the speaker listening. And we want to wish you a blessed Resurrection Sunday. May Jesus Christ be glorified through our celebrations of his resurrection. It was necessary that he rise so that we could have the hope that our bodies could rise from the grave as well, or pass through to eternal life in heaven without even going through death, should we be alive when the Lord returns. Do you have that hope? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you simply trusted that he, being eternal God, became also man so that he would die on the cross for your sins, and that you could then have eternal life by trusting in him, in his work, in trusting in who he is for the forgiveness of sin, and eternal life in heaven? Salvation is by grace through faith. It's a grand, grand old message. It's a wonderful gospel, and we're pleased to share it with you here on Whitcomb.sermonaudio.com. Until next time, friends, have a wonderful Easter season and a blessed day. This is Paul Scharf. Thank you for joining us here at Whitcomb Ministries.